everyone who came tonight. The crowd is quite small tonight, like it was this morning. There's a lot, most are away to Sussex Conference. So I'll just read a couple of verses in Proverbs chapter 3. Tell how God saved me. Proverbs chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5, this is really the verse I want to read. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I didn't have a verse when I got saved. I didn't get saved through a verse, but I read these verses for years, and then a few years after I got saved, I thought, oh yeah, that's just what I did. Trusted in the Lord with all my heart. When I was born, my mom and dad had been saved a few years. My mother got saved in 1949. There was tent meetings in her front yard. Albert Ramsey and Doug Howard, known to some here, the preacher. My father was saved in 1950 out in Taylorside, Saskatchewan. He was out there for 1 year. Actually in Maidstone per year, but he got saved. I was way out there, he stopped at a conference. Anyway, I was born in 59, and we were taken to hear the gospel. At the time we were born, I guess, a few days after, and taken to Sunday school in the old hall in Springfield West, and taken to watch our parents and others remember the Lord Jesus on the first day of the week, and taken to all the meetings. If there was gospel meetings, we were there every night. If there were any within half an hour, likely we were there every night. And I used to think that I was a little better than the other children I knew that I went to school with because I heard the gospel. I thought I was better. And that's just the pride that Satan will put in a child's heart. I thought I was better because I knew the gospel. But it was still just as dark. As dark as the worst sinner in Canada. The Bible says in Romans 3, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No matter how much truth you know, until you believe it, you're no different. And I remember having many times in my life when we played around the road all the time. I remember being on the bike or pushing the sleigh across the road. Cars having to go over around me. It was all icy because I was pushing the sleigh in the road. And it never seemed to bother me much, but I could have been taken into eternity many times when I was young. And one time when I think I was 10, mother gave me a talking to about being nicer to my sister, one sister just younger, one that was closest to me in age younger. And so I was nicer to my sister and I said I was saved. And I don't know why they didn't question me up on that, but they never did. But it didn't give me any assurance of knowing where I'd be when I died. It's one thing to say you're saved, but it's another thing to know where you're going to be in eternity and know that you're going to be in heaven when life is over. And just to give a false, just to say you're saved. There's no assurance in that. And I used to wonder, how could a person know they believed in that? And I can even remember at a young age, like we learned lots of verses, but I also been able to, maybe I was only 5 or 6, been able to recite all the books of the Bible in the right order, the 66 of them. But that didn't give me eternal life. But Noel Burden and John McCracken, known to maybe a few people here, John McCracken, Noel Burden is still around. They were having meetings down in Poplar Grove in a little portable hall in 1972. I was 13. And I was wanting to be saved and wanting to know, wanting to have assurance that whenever I died, that I'd be in heaven. And that night, July the 20th, the thought came into my mind, well, Jesus is able to take you to heaven. And I just simply rested in the fact that Jesus is able. There's no one else we can rest or all for eternity on, not in their good works. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves, if not of works, lest any man should boast. If we could get to heaven by our own works, what a place it'd be. Everybody up there would be bragging about how they got there, what kind of works they did, how much they prayed, how much money they gave, maybe. There's people in this world now that brag about how much money they give to charity or to poor people, and they think it's going to buy them some favor with God. But the Bible says it's not of works, lest any man should boast. So salvation is by grace alone. A friend of ours that's gone to heaven now, Miriam Horn, she was a good living person, went to church, her and her husband. But she read that verse in Acts. It's either Acts 4 or 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. But to him that worketh not. So she didn't trust in her works. She simply trusted in the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps we'll read a few verses in Luke where I was reading this evening at home. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 5. I'll not take very much longer. Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, this is the Lord Jesus, and this is early on in his public ministry, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, and he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. And you would know Simon later on by Simon Peter. And prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. What did the Lord Jesus tell him? He said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. But Simon didn't believe to do any good. He said, I'll just let down the net. And verse 6, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. The Lord Jesus was able to give them such provision that their net couldn't hold it. Their net break. So they likely lost a lot of the ones that they that went into the net. But Simon just didn't take God, he didn't take the Lord Jesus at his word when he said, let down your nets for a drop. Maybe he didn't want to bother having to wash the net again. He didn't think it was going to do any good. They were washing their nets and he said, well, I'll just put one in the water. But they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. When they brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. So Peter, or Simon, didn't want to bother letting down the nets. He just let down the net. But the Lord Jesus put such a great multitude of fish into that net that it break. Enough to cause two ships. Now those wouldn't be ships like we think of ships today. They'd be just small fishing boats like that. But they call them ships. Filled both the ships, both the boats that began to sink. And you know, Simon Peter, 3 or 4 years after this, he preached on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people trusted Christ, were saved. He was letting down the nets, like the Lord Jesus said, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. So tonight, if you were to take the Lord Jesus at his word, when he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Whatever he says, he will do. Whenever he makes a promise, he will fulfill it. You just have to come to him. Second two of that other verse, him that cometh to me, the Lord Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So you could have your eternal life secure in heaven if you come through that door. The Lord Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God. John 1:29, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So if you were to come to the Lord Jesus and enter the narrow way,